The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nunhei. At the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah taught us that melacha is asur on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and Erev Pesach before Chatzos, starting from Netzach Chameh and on, so it depends on the Minig HaMekaymes. There are some places which do Malacha, and there are some places which do not do Malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos. On today's daf, the Mishnayis and the Gemara discuss certain Malachas, whether they are or are not mutter on Erev Pesach. The halachas of melacha on Erev Pesach, which melachas are mutter and which melachas are asur, we find in Or HaChaim in Siman Tov Samaches. Basically speaking, the issa melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is very similar to the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berurah says that therefore Melachis which are mutter on Chol HaMoed are mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. For example, Melechas Davar HaAvod, one stands to lose money, to Davar HaAvod, which would be mutter on Chol HaMoed, that is also mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If one is involved in Melechas Eichel Nefesh and food preparation, even if a Maisa Uman, a professional type of work is necessary, that's mutter both on Chol HaMoed and on Erev Pesach, if it's a Melecha of Eichel Nefesh, being done in food preparation, other Tzerech HaMoeds may only be done as a Maisa Hedyet, may only be done in a non-professional manner, just like on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber with the Mishnah Berurah, however, adds certain leniencies to the Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach, which do not exist on Chol HaMoed. First of all, we hold the halacha that Amir La'akum is mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even though on Chol HaMoed, whatever is usher for a Yid to do, he's not allowed to go ahead and tell a Goy to do. There is a Isser of Amir La'akum, of course, in certain case of Pashas HaTchak, extenuating circumstances, so then even on Shabbos and Yantif, there are kulis in Amir La'akum. But as a general rule, Amir La'akum is asur on Chol HaMoed. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, however, Amir La'akum is mutter. That's the first leniency that we find in Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which is more leicht than on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, if one has a goita in the house, or one wants to tell a goita melacha for you, so melacha is mutter al yedei akum on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Number two is that Achreinim point out that there are certain things which are usher on Chol HaMoed because of Uvdu Dechel. Even the melachas hamutaras on Chol HaMoed are sometimes going to be usher because of Uvdu Dechel. Uvdu Dechel also does not apply on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Chol HaMoed is Dachyantif. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even though we mentioned in the earlier share in certain ways it is like Yontif, maybe it's Dechashiva like Yontif, but Al Kopadim of a full Yontif it's not, and therefore the Uvdu Dechel issue does not play a role in Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Mechaber also says that one can bring or pick up kalim, pick up clothing or other articles from a Beis Uman, from a craftsman shop, on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even if it's Shaloi L'Tzerech HaMoed, even if it's stuff that you do not need for Yontif, even though on Chol HaMoed it's usher to bring Kalim to the Beis Uman and pick up Kalim up from the Beis Uman. If those Kalim being picked up are not needed for Chol HaMoed, it's Shaloi L'Tzerech HaMoed, on Erev Pesach they were not geyser on to bring Kalim to and from a Beis Uman. And finally, the Mechaber says that something which is not a melacha gemura is mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And there are two examples given over here as what is not a melacha gemura. One is that a person is learning, and as he's learning, he is writing notes. Now, sometimes writing notes could be a davar avot. That's a different shaila and a kibbutz even Chol HaMoed. But a person is being kais of svarim derech limudai, a person is writing some notes in an oifen where it's not a davar avot. So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Mechaber, that if the person is writing his own notes and nobody's paying him to write these notes, then it's not considered to be a melacha gemura. He's probably not concentrating too much to make sure that it's a perfectly neat job. And since he's not being mischaving leksiva gemura vahaguna, so therefore it is mutter to write these notes as you learn on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Could be not in learning, even if a person has other notes that they have to make notations for themselves. So again, since it's not a professional job, he's doing it for himself, and he's doing it bechinam, and he's not the medaktik, that it should be a ksiva haguna, so then that would also be mutter. A person has to make a notes of what he has to do after Yantif, or on Chol HaMoed, or a menu, this type of stuff. L'chayr, that would also be mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The other thing which the Mechaber says is mutter Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the misaking kelim v'yantif. If one has old, used kelim, we're not talking about making kelim the first time, or even altering kelim the first time. But if one has a used keli, a used garment, and this garment needs some sort of tikkun, a hem came down, a button fell off, so even though on Chol HaMoed one is only allowed to fix this as a ma'isa hedyet, but on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, a ma'isa uman is allowed. So, again, if it's not a melacha gemura, so then it's mutter on Erev Pesach etzach atzais. The example is a person writing for himself notes, and that's not for himself and not for others, or repairing, even with a ma'isa uman, clothing for yantif, and that's mutter even if you are repairing a different yid's clothing, as long as you are not getting paid for the job. Now, washing clothing is considered to be a melacha gemura, and therefore it may not be done on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. To have the goy do it for you is mutter, as we said earlier, that all melachas Erev Pesach after Chatzos are mutter al yidei akum. To put clothing in the washing machine right before Chatzos and push the button, so even though the washing machine is going to be mamshich after Chatzos, the maisa of washing the clothing is pushing the button, and since you push the button before Chatzos, so that is mutter. To iron clothing after Chatzos is mutter. To put pleats into a garment that the pleat has fallen off is very possible that that's usher, because that's probably considered to be a maisa uman, and that would probably be usher, but just to iron a shirt, to iron a blouse, would be mutter on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Taking a haircut or shaving is a melacha gemura kipshutei, and since it's a melacha gemura, so therefore one has to be careful to take a haircut and to shave before Chatzos. If one did not, then after Chatzos they can get a goy to cut their hair or shave them. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though b'derech klal, when one goes for a haircut, they lean towards the barber, which in halacha is called a mesayik tzas. He's considered to be helping out a little bit in the barbering process, but again, that's not significant, and that is not called that he's involved enough in the melacha to make it usher. So it is mutter for a person to have a guy give him a haircut or give him a shave after Chatzos if one finds themselves in a shasat chak, and they did not shave or get a haircut for Chatzos. A shayla should be asked. Although the Mishnah Berurah is saying lahachmir, there is a shach in Hilchos Avelos, which seems to be makel, and therefore a shayla should be asked when and if we could rely on the shach in that particular tzir. If a person forgot to cut his nails before Chatzos, we are makel for him to cut his own nails after Chatzos. Preferably, they should be cut before Chatzos, but if one forgot, one can cut them afilo ayde atzmai after Chatzos. Just an interesting note, Siman Tov Samaches, which discusses doing melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it ends with another Erev Yontov halacha. And the Rama says at the end of Sif Yud, the Nohagu, the Minig is, Shulay Lahak is dom Bishum Erev Yontif. The Minig is not to let blood on any Erev Yontif. The Ein Lashanis, and one should not change the Minig. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamaches brings down the reason why one does not let blood on Erev Yontif is because on Erev Shavuos, in the year of Matan Torah, there was a shade which was named Tibuach, Sloshen of Shechtik, and if Klal Yisrael would not have been Mekabel Torah, this shade would have been Metabech Klal Yisrael. It would have sort of shechted Klal Yisrael, and therefore this shade is still around every single year on Erev Shavuos, and therefore letting blood on Erev Shavuos, weakening oneself in that way, is dangerous, and because of that, we do not let blood on Erev Shavuos, and as a gzeira otu Erev Shavuos, so the minig is not to let blood on any Erev Yontif. The Erev, the last days of Pesach, is mutter because that's not a new Yantif. But on the Erev of the other Yom Tevim, right, including Hashanah Rabbah, which the Mishnah Berurah says is an additional din, that additional reason not to let blood then consume Yom HaDin, but Al Kol Panim, the other Erev Yom Tevim, one does not let blood, a Gzera, Otu Erev Shuas, and it's brought down from Rav Osner that donating dam, one should not donate blood on Erev Yontif, but a regular blood test is mutter, which so take a little bit of blood, would be mutter on Erev Yontif. What's fascinating about this halacha is that the Achreinim, the Rishainim, tell us that the Yom Tevim of Klal Yisrael are not just remembrance days of what happened many years ago, but rather the Hashba in the world, which was on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Yom Mahem, the Hashba of Matan, of Nesinas HaTorah, of Kabbalah HaTorah, which was by Yom Mahem, exists in the world ad Hayyim, every single year when we come to the Yom Tevim again. And we see from this halacha that it's negeh mamish la halacha. That even that ad hayayim, we have to realize that on Erev Shuas, the shade of Tavuach is standing there ready to go ahead and to Rachman al-Utslan hurt Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael is not mekabel the Torah, and because of that, we were careful not to go ahead and misakan ourselves at the time when the shade is around and available. And this brings out this nekuda that the Yom Tovim are not just anniversaries of something which happened many years ago, but rather the Hashpa, the full Hashpa, which was in the world at the time that the Nisim took place, is here, b'chol dor v'dor, for us to gain from, and for us to go ahead and to get our Ruchnius from the Yontif, as Klal Yisrael got many years ago at the time when the Nisim and the Flois took place.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.